Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال سبحانه وتعالى في مكان ثاني يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم Inshallah, in today's khutbah, I will talk about a subject in reference to a concept of the wa'ad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then for that, I will talk about an incident from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the Battle of Ahzab, which is also referred as Battle of Trenches, Khandaq, Confederate, whichever way you want to look into it. That battle was in the 5th year after Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from that, inshallah, we'll try to understand our own role. How do we look at the wa'ad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where do we stand? Do we understand the wa'ad of Allah is the haqq, is the truth? Or are we, by whatsoever mistakes we are making or have made, that we think of this wa'ad as a ghurur, na'udhu billah, that as a deception, as the munafiqeen, they thought of it at the time of Battle of Ahzab. And why do we want to talk about Battle of Ahzab is because of what's happening in the world today. To be specific, what is happening in Gaza? What is happening in Gaza? We are all, as Muslim believers, we understand that we have a role. Whichever level we have a role, we have to recognize our role and fulfill the command of Allah Azza wa Jal within our role. Whether it is to stop the munkar from our hand. If we have, Allah has given us that kind of authority, then we are accountable for that. The ones who can speak, they have the obligation to speak against the evil. And the one who feel themselves to be the ones at that level where they just feel bad in their heart, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred as وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. This is the lowest level of iman, as Imam Nawawi talks about that. That's the explanation, that a person who does not feel bad in his heart about the munkar is happening, he has to question his iman, whether iman is even there or not. Now, going back to the subject, to know about Battle of Ahzab or the Battle of Trenches of Khandaq, if you look at the situation, the time it happened, and there were many tribes, including the Jews, including the Bedouins or the Mushrikeen from the Najd, Banu Ghatafan, and the Kuffar of the Mecca, they all gathered. Different numbers are mentioned, 10,000 to 12,000 large army was assembled to attack Medina. And the number of Muslims, men, women, children, all included, were less than this number of soldiers that were going to attack Medina. So meaning, that was the recipe of wiping out, as in today's terminology, we are hearing left and right about the genocide of the Gaza. That was a recipe of the genocide of the Muslims in Medina. That's what the kuffar of the Makkah and the rest of them were plotting when they were going to attack Medina. At that time, one of the great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Salman al-Farisi, radiallahu anhu, when Rasulullah was consulting, he gave the consultation, advice, to dig up a trench. And this is what the Persians used to do to protect against the enemy's attack. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted that advice, and they dug up a trench from the northern end of the Medina, the entrance of the Medina. The east and west was protected by the harras that were there, rocky the places, and the south end, which is towards the Mecca, there were housings and all that, you cannot enter from there. Only small block was from the east, southeast end, which was the Banu Qurayda. And Banu Qurayda were the allies of the Muslims at that time. Now, that's a different story, that they broke the alliance, they broke the covenant with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that became one of the greatest threats for the Muslims at that time. Now, moving forward, talking about the Battle of Khandaq, so we have an idea. I just want to draw a picture of it, so we understand what kind of threat the Muslims had at that time. Now, when they were digging up the trench, there was one place when Sahaba were trying to dig up, they could not break the rock over there. So they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to help him out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, and he hit that rock three times, and the rock was smashed. But the important thing is, first time when he hit, he mentioned about a prophecy, a wa'ad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the red palaces of Hisham, and the keys of Hisham were handed over to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning the Muslims will be the one who will be having the upper hand, will be ruling over Hisham, that we know of what happened in the future. And then the second time he struck, and he said the white palaces of the Kisra, the second superpower we are talking about, two superpowers that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving a bushra, a glad tiding of, that the keys of the Kisra is handed over to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And the third time he struck, and he said, the Yemen has been opened for me. Now these three glad tidings, the wa'ad from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, were given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at a time, the Muslims were at the time of existential threat. And as we are seeing today, from when we talk about our brothers and sisters, the part of the body that we call ourselves of the Ummah, they are part of the same body that we are from. The Ghazan brothers and sisters are that kind of existential threat. But subhanallah, we are 2 billion strong, but we don't see that the ones who have the power to stop all this to move. Anyways, moving forward, and then at one point, Banu Qurayda betrayed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what Surah Ahzab is talking about, the situation of the Muslims. The situation was very difficult, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ جَاءُكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارُ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرَ وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ ظُنُّونَ. Subhanallah. Look at the gravity of the situation at that time, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is portraying the picture. He says that when they came to you from the top, from the bottom, and your eyes were going wide because of fear that you had, and your heart was jumping towards the throat, and you started having strange assumptions about Allah Azza wa Jal. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هُنَالِكَ ابْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. In that time, the believers were shaken. You know, when you are shaken, when you are going through difficult times, then you go to the core of yourself and trying to figure out about all the things that you believed in, whether your belief was right or wrong. What are you doing? Are you doing the right thing or not? And our brothers and sisters in Gaza are going through the similar situation. They have been shaken. And subhanAllah, without any doubt, I can see that they, alhamdulillah, they are passing with flying colors. These brothers and sisters, they are passing the test Allah Azza wa Jal has placed in them. They are passing with flying colors. No doubt in that. I have met brothers who are from Gaza, who have lost their family members. You try to do the condolence to them, and they would say, brother, we do not do the aza of our shuhada. We celebrate our shuhada. Subhanallah. And that makes us think ourselves. They are the victorious ones. They are the victorious one. You know, like Nadr bin Haris radiallahu anhu in the time of Uhud, when he was saying that he was walking towards the mountain of Uhud, when all the chaos was happening, and Mu'adh bin Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, he went to him and said, where are you heading? And his response was that I smell the Jannah. And that's what you feel like sometimes looking at our brothers and sisters in Gaza. You smell the Jannah. They have those Zionists, the one who think that they are becoming victorious, they don't realize that they have opened the doors of the Jannah wide open for those brothers and sisters. This is what the state of the Gaza is today. This is what you look at when the Ahzab, when those tribes were attacking the Muslims in the Battle of Ahzab. And at that time, you find three distinct kinds of people. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah also, the kuffar, the munafiqeen, and the believers. The kuffar are the ones openly attacking the Muslims at that time. And now look at that situation when Muslims were shaken, the response of the munafiqeen, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the following ayah in Surah Al-Ahzab. It says, وَإِذْ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Then those munafiqeen, those hypocrites, the ones who have sickness in their heart, they started saying, مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. They start saying that the promise of Allah and His Messenger was all wrong, was false, it was all deception. And not only that, continue on, وَإِذْ قَالَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَا أَهْلِ يَثْرِبْ لَا مُقَامَ لَكُمْ فَارْجِعُوا. And then they started saying to Ya Ahli Yathrib, you have no standing in front of the 10,000, 12,000 army. We've been surrounded. And Banu Qurayza has done the treason. You have no standing here. Farji'u, let's return. And the scholars say, some of them, the Mufassirin say, Farji'u means, let's leave the Islam, return back. One of the understanding is this. Let's go to the one who are attacking, beg them or something. They might give us some safe haven. The one who attacked him will go and beg them to help us out. That's what the munafiqeen were saying. وَيَسْتَاذِنُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمَ النَّبِيُّ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّ بُيُوتَنَا عُورَةٌ وَمَا هِيَ بِعُورَةٍ إِنَّ يُرِيدُونَ إِلَّا فِرَارًا. And then they start saying, we have been exposed, your houses have been exposed. That's all they're looking for, to run away. While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam among them, the one who was protecting them, he was there. And at that time, the munafiqeen, they started saying, let's run away, let's not stick with that. This the promise of Allah and His Messenger, talking about the Sham is yours, the Yemen is yours, or the Kisra is yours, you will be ruling the world. All these superpowers at that time. This is all deception, that's what the munafiqeen started saying. And they continued on to create chaos among the Muslims. And now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, talks about a verse that is oftenly quoted for us, and we all love this verse. We love the whole Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. And indeed, in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have the best example. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمُ الْآخِرَةِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Whosoever hope in Allah and the Day of Judgment, and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them, there is a best example. Yes, the example is in his dress code, the way he had the beard, the way he ate, the way he drank, the way he walked, all those things are examples. But look at the verse. The verse was revealed during the time of one of the most severe times. When the munafiqeen were asking them to do something, Allah is saying, go follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For you, the best example is in that. For you, the best example is to understand the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is haq. It is going to be fulfilled. Yes, you will have Sham open for you. Yes, you will have Persia open for you. Yes, you will have Yemen open for you. And we know that. Those promises were fulfilled from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we have to think about it. There are three categories of people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has talked about here. The believers, the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about in the following verses, that how they responded back. So munafiqeen, kuffar are attacking, and munafiqeen, and the third one were the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا رَاءَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابَ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when the believers, when they saw those ahzab, those tribes and nations were attacking Medina, coming towards Medina, for them, they said right away that Allah's wa'ad, Allah's promise is the truth. Allah, whatever Allah and His Messenger has promised us, that was true. And not only that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا, that increased their iman, they increased their submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't that the case that we are seeing on our WhatsApp or Facebook or Instagram or this or that, all those feeds that are coming from the Gaza? Isn't that what we are seeing from our brothers and sisters over there? وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. It did not. They've been attacked from all angles. But what we see is their iman increase. And their submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase. There's a brother, Dr. Tahir Ahmad, probably all of you heard about him. When he was visiting, and in one of the interviews, he was talking about, when he was there, he saw not a single person who does not pray. He did not see a single person who does not pray. Ramadan is coming, everybody is waiting and celebrating. Ramadan is coming, even in those circumstances. Even in those circumstances, they cannot even tell if they can even get out of Gaza. They are preparing for going for Hajj, inshallah. This is the state of mind of those brothers and sisters. Now think about ourselves. May Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ رَعَ مِنْكُمُ الْمُنْكَرَ فَلَيُغَيِّرْ بَيَّدِهِ. Whosoever sees a munkar, an evil, stop with your hand. وَعِلَّمْ يَسْتَرِيفَ بِاللِّسَانِ. And if you cannot, you don't have the capability of that, then by your tongue. وَعِلَّمْ يَسْتَرِيفَ بِقَلْبِ. And if you can't do with your tongue either, then with your heart. وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. And this is the lowest level of iman. Now we have to question ourselves, which category that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about Ahzab, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has talked about many other places, beginning of the Surah Al-Baqarah as well, which category are we in? Are we the believers? Are we the munafiqun? Are we the ones who are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala detested the most, that the kuffar? Which category are we in? We have to say, Alhamdulillah, I am not questioning anybody's iman here. We are here. We all cry. We all have pain for Gaza. We have all pain for Syria, for Afghanistan, for Sudan, for Somal, for Rohingya, for Eastern Turkmenistan, for Kashmir, and on and on and on. It even doesn't matter for us as a Muslim, whether they're Muslims or non-Muslims. For us, we are the one Allah has made us responsible to run the affairs of the world by the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Allah has appointed us as. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَكُمْ أُمَّةٌ وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Isn't that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us as? The one who provides the justice, the best ummah, but the one who provides the justice to the mankind. To the mankind, not for the believers only, not for the men only, or not for the Arabs, not for the Ajam only, for the mankind. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you not but the mercy for the whole mankind. That's who we are. Now, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has talked about all these things, and we all feel the pain. You know, I was talking, giving a khutbah somewhere else, and I see, mashallah, no matter where I go and give the khutbah, you find brothers and sisters from all around the world with the same conscience, with the same pain that we are going through about the Gaza. There's nobody here who will say that, oh, I am from the other part of the world, Gaza is not my problem. It's not the issue of Gaza only. For us as a believer, we understand that. This is our responsibility. Allah has created the love in our hearts. And that love is the one that has united us. There's nothing else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah is the one who made the love between the ulfa, between your hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ. And if you would have spent everything on the earth to unite the hearts of the people, you would have not been able to. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the verse. You, Muhammad, could not join their hearts. It's Allah who joined our hearts. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ. But Allah is the one who joined our hearts. It's Allah. Because of that, no matter how low of an iman that we have, we feel the pain. We feel the pain. We feel the pain even for when we hear that senseless shooting is happening on the south side of Chicago. And when people are unjustly getting killed. That's because of Islam, because Allah has created in us, because of deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, is the one that made us think this way. We understand our responsibility Allah has put on our shoulders. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said over and over, let's be steadfast. Let's not be the ones who change our method, who change our means, who change our ways of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thinking the pleasure of Allah can come by having some sort of relief by doing things that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will always do what Allah has commanded, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ. Be steadfast, because the wa'ad, the promise of Allah, is the truth. And this ayah is actually previously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِلَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُولُنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verily, we indeed make victorious our messengers and those believe in the oneness of Allah in this world life, worldly life, and on the day of judgment. Allah will make the believers victorious without any doubt. And this is the way that we have to know, understand the haqq, that we have to understand the truth. We have to understand the wa'ad of Allah beyond any doubt is true. And we have to pursue that wa'ad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah will fulfill, that this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the wa'ad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will give the authority to the believers who believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do the righteous deeds, and Allah will provide. And then I'll just finish with this last verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us about the situation of the Muslims in the Gaza and elsewhere. When we are talking about the situation of the Muslims, let's remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed a burden on our shoulders as a Muslim ummah when He has given us this great honorable title. When He said, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You are the best nation raised for the mankind who enjoin the good, forbid the evil, and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us both the one who fulfill the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve the pain of our brothers and sisters in Gaza and elsewhere and of the whole world. فقول قولي هذا استغفر لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفره انه غفور رحيم.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and Sira are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.